Welcome back to NALP's Young Professional Network podcast, Growing in the Green Industry. Today's podcast is powered by our Young Professional Network power partner, Kia. Kia makes a full line of gasoline and battery-powered outdoor power equipment for demanding and NALP professionals. Find yours at KiaUSA.com. Today's hosts are myself, Brett Lemke with RM Landscape, and Macy Robinson with Landcare. Hey, Macy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. That was a fast intro, just the two of us today. No guests. So this is going to be lightning round conversations. We're going to get really deep into some fun things today.
Yeah, I hope people don't get tired of us.
That's it. Right. So, you know, right. Our usual is when we have the full host, lots of different voices. Right. They're going to hear the same boring two voices today, but we'll have some very helpful information as we get into the summertime here, or deeper into the summer, depending on what part you're in. And we're thinking about discussing today how we get through that 6 month moment. What's it going to mean for our companies and our roles and things, lessons learned over the last 6 months, and how we work for it. And so we've got North covered, we got the South covered. So we think we have some answers or thoughts for everybody that's listening today. So, but Macy, so how would you say the last 6 months have gone for you, and what has that created, and how that changed your thinking going into the next 6 months?
I think, you know, once summertime hits for us, once April hits, it's almost like things get a little bit smoother from a day-to-day, from a management standpoint. You know, the crews are going to the same site almost every Monday, every Tuesday, they're going here, they're doing this. So from a scheduling standpoint, the consistency is great. But what comes with that is that every single machine is running, which means more opportunities for a machine to go down, or a repair part is needed on a machine, or we can't get everything mowed in one day because, you know, the 72-inch mower went down. So it's definitely a lot more hectic, I would say, than springtime. And especially in the time that we're in right now, I mean, just equipment can overheat. It's 100 degrees here in Texas right now, and the guys can overheat. So that's kind of where we're at in this point. So just prepping for that, you know, having at least one repair part for weed eaters, edgers, trimmers, you know, trimmers, you could probably get by with getting it repaired in a couple of days, but if that mower goes down or something, you know, paying guys overtime to stay in and work on that mower so you can get it operational for the next day. And then just also water, just keeping, you know, Gatorade at the end of the day, or just even making sure, like asking your guys at the gate when they roll out, do you have water in your truck? And that's really where we're at right now in summer, is don't get overheated. Don't pass out on site. That's where my mind's at right now, is drink water. As a landscaper, I'm saying drink water. That's where my mind's at.
And does the workflow for you and your market adjust? So the summer heat comes in, things slow down. So if the equipment's happy and the people are in and they're hydrated, the schedule is a much more manageable schedule, it sounds like, working through that. We're months behind you in terms of the way you're thinking, in terms of what conditions, and your start, and because you'll start your cleanups somewhere in April, February.
February, March. I mean, mulch is usually down by the end of March at the latest, and so we're doing that. We're at the point right now of summer. It's like not pulling services. You just kind of move your focus. You know, we're probably not going to be edging starting next week, because there's nothing to edge. The soil and the turf has pulled away from the sidewalks, the curb lines. And so, you know, we move our focus to, okay, let's go do more detail work. You know, we don't need to even put an edger on the truck. We're going to focus on this while we're on site instead, because it's just almost running through emotion. And so having that production mindset, looking at your sites, that's where we're at in Texas right now. That's how hot and how dry it is, and getting more efficient.
Well, you make a good point. There has to be a change, be it because of weather, time of year. And so how do you communicate that change in production? You know, the example of pulling the edger, right? And so it's very clear, we're not doing that now. So what ways do you communicate to your teams about how to manage to a property that doesn't need the same services or different services?
A lot of it's like account management. Myself, account managers, walking the sites, driving the sites, looking at them. That's a big piece of it. Production managers as well, but then just in the weekly team meeting. And that's what we talked about last week is, you know, we might start pulling edging this week and we're still sending edgers out. It's like just a little bit, like keep that detail, but with no rain, it was almost at the point, like I would bet you Tuesday that we're not really edging much next week after the holiday. And so just morning meeting with the guys, go around and, you know, say, hey, you don't have to edge, but the guy who is the edger, the guy or gal who's the edger needs to push focus into more detail stuff, limbing up trees. Let's focus on limbing up some trees, making sure fire lanes are cleared, and kind of shift the edger's mindset to that. So it's really just a team go around in the mornings and talking with your guys, meeting them on site, kind of pointing out, like if a production manager physically sees someone out edging, it's look at the gap, or pulling over the whole team and saying, okay, let's look at the gap. You know, this isn't needed, but you know, there's three trees over there that we could raise up to 14 feet and just help out the customer. You know, we could still be doing something for them. They're paying for this time for us to be out there. You know, what other things could we do for them to go above and beyond? Which honestly goes even further with the customer, because if there's an edge, they don't care if you run the edger on it, if there's already an edge. But if they have a tree that they can't afford to get rid of, that's a small tree, it's like, hey, why don't you go take that down for them over there? And it's a huge customer win on that standpoint, customer satisfaction.
We've in the North last year was a very wet year. And so we found ourselves very having to react to just consistent mowing. So that space, which dry or drought conditions provides, which often sometimes is some relief, but it's ebbs and flows, wasn't there. But this year, it seems to be more evident that drought is a little drier up here in the Northeast. So now we're talking to our teams, the same idea of the year is about what's going to have to change. And I could recall maybe 5 years ago, it was a pretty severe drought type. We don't get real drought type weather here, but enough to be significantly cut our mowing off, right? Most of the Northeast for us in our market is not irrigated. And so things go dormant. And so we created drought services, a ticket for drought services, so that people go out and you don't bring the mowers out, but you do take care of those trees. You do go above and beyond. And that labor is contracted. And so to avoid the phone call from the client saying, where are you? Well, it's dormant, so we don't come. Well, then why should I pay you, right? To avoid that whole conversation is proactive saying, we're going to be on the property. Your grass is burnt out. We cannot service that. Here's the horticulture reasons why. But here's what we're going to do. And we would literally take our budget hours, cut them in half and say, team, this is the amount of hours you got to spend on the site. So it's not just go there. Oh, it doesn't need it and leave. Fine. We're going to work through a schedule. Here's the services, some light prune, little tree prune piece, but then go out. But that cutting the hours at least gave the team the reference that still need to do something here. I'm just not going to spend the full time here, nor could I really spend the full time here. And it is walking that team through those pieces, they get more comfortable what that looks like.
I think that is what sets some companies, you know, above. And a note to listeners, like something that can set you above is making that little extra step where some people might say, oh, we're not going to service, it's a drought, like you said, and coming and hitting that for them.
Yeah. Well, and for, you know, our world, something always needs to be trimmed. Sometimes you're just mowing the weeds, right? But there is effort that requires to keep the site as good as it can be, even if the grass has gone dormant and looks quite brown. It always comes back up here, right? No one gets too anxious about it. But then the other demands of those services come up. And our team, and to the point is, you know, let's not work all day in the 90, 100 degree heat. Let's work, get up early. We'll start our days, you know, and try to get them done sooner. We, you know, the 4 day schedule versus the fives and the sixes are all gone now. We're going into the summer conditions of change. And then we even looking at staffing and saying the team that we needed to do to get spring operations, mulching, edging, some of these early prunings completed was a significant amount of people. Now the hours per month are much less. And so how are you making sure your team reflects the size you need? And I think often people, it's very difficult. They say, well, I need to hire people to get work done. When they have them, they're like, well, how can we just let them go? It's what's good for business, what's smart. I'm sure everybody has A, B, and C players. So really at measuring your team to say, who should you carry with you right now and who shouldn't you? And there's always somebody that'll be looking for opportunities down the road. And so it's really an important time to do some assessment of of staff and what and how do you go that. So how are you staff right now? Are you finding that you've got the team you need, or still looking for more, or have too many?
We have a pretty solid team right now. We're probably short a guy, but that's 100% manageable. You know, you're not short a whole crew. So being short a guy working, you know, if all the crews work an extra 30 minutes every day, you know, that's manageable. Still very lucky where we're at, but I also, since we do utilize the visa program, I also am already looking at November, December, January, like how are we getting, while we do reduce services in the winter time because turf is dormant, there's still leaf removals that need to happen. So a lot of spring and winter operations and making sure that I have the local team members to fill those trucks with the hours that we need. You know, I'm looking 3 or 4 months ahead of what team members do I have once my visa workers go back? So that's, you know, that's my next step planning from a production standpoint. And, you know, we're all, my production team is in the weeds of like, I'm short a guy today. And, you know, I'm 3 to 4 months ahead. Like, what are we going to be good when November hits, when these guys leave? So that's what we're, you know, kind of thinking around here and moving guys around. It is a shuffle sometimes. It's, you know, we have our couple of crew members that could bounce around from truck to truck. You know, our crews are pretty consistent, but there could be 1 to 2 guys. It's like, okay, today you're with this crew, and they know it too. Once we do it for a couple of weeks, they know, like, you know, we need more guys on this property today. So, you know, we need you to switch to this crew today. And they're, you know, I have one guy that comes to me every single morning. He was like, am I with the same supervisor? And, you know, until I'm like, yes. They're like, no, I really, you know, Puga, I need you really to go over here with these guys. And, so they're good sports. They're happy to work. They know that they normally get 36 to 40 hours in the winter. So I think that keeps people around. You know, we want to keep those good guys. And then from an overstaffing standpoint, looking ahead, you know, if you're fully staffed right now, you know, we try to make a spot if there's someone really good, especially if they're a referral. Like if one of your really awesome team members, it's like, I have, you know, this person that wants to come on, you know, if your really awesome team member is vouching for them, it's like, that's a guy we probably don't want to lose. So just, you know, having that business, how could I, you know, where could I put them? Can they help with irrigation repairs? Could they be a digger? You know, where can we utilize them? Could they work 30 hours until, you know, there's a full spot? So that's, you know, finding a good team, and everything else kind of floats. If you have a good team that you can trust. So building that team and having your list, like you said, your A, B, and C list.
Yeah, there's no straight line for any of this, right? There's no just do A and then work to B, then work to C. So A will have unintended consequences for B, so you have to then deal with those pieces. And so somebody that you're overstaffed and you need to make 5 cuts, right? Then, you know, and that's probably something not many people are worrying about right now, but it was something that we've all dealt with, I think, in different times in economies and markets. But 2 of those people are just essential. Like, we can't lose those, even though they're new to us. It's like, well, then no, we're not going to cut A. We're not going to cut B. We're just trying to find out where and how do we reorganize. And so you have to be, you know, maybe your role, branch manager, account production manager, they have to be thinking a little further out. Everybody has a role to think 1 to 2 weeks, 3 to 6 months, 3 to 6 years. And so we have to each think through what our responsibilities are. And as our listeners, what is your role and how do you think about the team? And if it's just about scheduling that crew that week, what's the right crew size? And be aware that I won't need this team member. Can we put them there? This person's excellent. I don't want to send them home. Can I find a home for them? If you're thinking like you are for your branch, where do I have to find staffing? How do I stretch it over more spaces? And you're And I think about it for wintertime, like we will need staffing to increase in the winter. So a dip in the summer, fall and winter is going to go up tremendously for snow services. How do I not lose the best of our candidates for that piece?
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, Mother Nature will, and clients will try to either keep you really busy with extra work, or they'll, or Mother Nature will dry it all up and say, we don't need you to do this. And so it is just be very, very aware of what you're seeing, you know, a few weeks out, because those, here we are, 4th of July is, you know, for our listeners that are listening, 4th of July just passed, and we are, we're almost done, right? You could almost say that statement. We're, in our world, we're only 5 months out, July, August, September, October, right? 5 months out till winter, and plowing services happen. So what are we thinking about for those? When I think we were on multiple podcasts earlier, we were just talking about, wait, what's your spring? What do you think your spring is going to be like? Is it, oh, it's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun this spring, right? And then here we are like, wow, I'm thankful spring's over. That was yeah, a big one.
The big operations. Now yes, it's just crazy hot.
I think we should go back and listen to our Rose and Thorns a few months ago and say, I wonder what they sounded like. And then to say, what, do I have that same feeling now, or did something change? And, you know, I'm sure a little bit of everything in of those emotions through the busiest times of our years.
Yeah. And I think even, you know, the state that you're at right now, the state that I'm at a few months ahead, from a seasonal standpoint, it's just, and to the listeners, just take a step back. You know, this time of year, and then y'all, for y'all, like intense of the, you know, peak snow season, like those times of year are just absolutely insane. And people get burnt out. Like, you have to know when to step back. You have to know when to not reply to an email after 6 p.m. Like, everyone's respectful of that. If it's an emergency, you know to respond to it. If it's an emergency, they will call you. And so I think that's, you know, my note to everybody is don't be afraid to just step back. Don't be afraid to go, you know, to the gym at 5, you know, whatever your thing is. Don't be afraid to play video games for an hour. Like, just take a step back. It's an intense industry, and everybody's moving back into offices. Homeowners are like out of the kind of COVID state. Everyone's moving out a little bit. They're ready to do projects. You know, financially probably a little bit more stable than everyone was in 2020, just concerned about what was going to happen. So everybody's a go, go, go all the time, and they want it now. And just being honest with yourself and saying, you know, I can't do it today. I can do it next week. I would love to do the work with you, and I can get to it next week. And that's, I think, it's the hardest thing as a landscaper, especially if you are a new landscaper, new to the industry or new to starting your own business. I think that's a really hard thing to do, is to step back and say, I will get to it at, you know, at ABC.
Yeah, it is those. This is a moment to reflect on that. And I think that's a smart message. You know, people will take vacation time now, and we should. And some in the week and production roles, well, if that person goes, I can't get this job done. But just think back and take that step back. Do you know what they just did 60-hour weeks the last 2 months ago to get you, that production manager or team, to a point of where they are today? And so it is to... you know, and it's our responsibility as leaders of our branches and our leaders within our organization to say, you know, let's take this moment to celebrate. Friday tomorrow is an ice cream social within our organization. You know, everybody get back, and then let's go into the holiday weekend well. Little things like that, but it's then also just being mindful of the work and the way we talk. And so while there's that rush mentality in the spring, and certainly there's always something to do during this, every time of the year, it's just, hey, you know, I built a schedule that's pretty manageable today. Due to the heat, I didn't want it the long day, or due to the type of work we're doing, we've got some flexibility here. Let's just manage our time well and do a good job. And that will go a long way, just of acknowledgement more than the ice cream and the company picnic. It's just, I appreciate what you've done these last 2 weeks. And again, come next Tuesday or after our holiday time, we're right back into it, and we're going to be talking about the same things. Property needs to be managed. Jobs need to get completed. But I want everybody just to be a little bit more like, this is summer. Let's have fun and find a balance, because in 4 months I'm going to ask you to get up in the middle of the night to go out and plow snow. And
there's a mainline leak. I'm going to need you to go out there and turn that off.
Hey, what are you doing Friday afternoon in the mainline? Yeah, I gotta keep bringing you in. So where the moments are, embrace those moments and pull them together. And it's a good message for me too. We all get caught in the busyness of what we're dealing with, and we're not taking the times well enough to acknowledge the efforts from our production levels, right? And so, you know, even our managers, what they've been going through the last few months has just been an insane amount of peace. And so it's depending on wherever your role is, it's just acknowledge the people that you work with or you report to or report under to you, and find that way to celebrate this piece, because it's short-lived, little windows. Embrace those moments.
Yeah, I think bosses, I think the biggest thing that I've learned that is a perk, you know, where I work at and has definitely been a relief for a lot of my employees, is on Fridays, if, you know, it's scheduled out a little bit, like, hey, you know, we're going to the beach or something, we want to get out a few hours early, like, can I just come in the morning and then like take off? Like, don't charge them for PTO. They already put in 60 hours this week. It's, you know, I know there are some companies that are sticklers on their PTO, and, you know, their landscaping is not an 8-to-5 job. It's a 6 a.m. till that mainline break at midnight in the middle of the night. You know, it is not a 40-hour a week job. And so I think, you know, being a boss that can find that balance, you know, allowing your team members, like, hey, you know, don't come into the office this Friday. Like, crews, that's also a perk of running 410s. I mean, you know, it's not the same for every business, but mm-hmm. that is a small mm-hmm. perk. And, you know, telling your team, like, you know, don't come into the office this morning. None of the crews are coming in. You don't physically need to be in the office. Just keep your phone on you. You know, if a customer calls you, let me know. And
Yeah. There's messaging behind it to set yourself up well to the production team. Is, I like to come in early this week. Well, then talk to me about that at the beginning of the week, Friday or Thursday. I need to get this. I could help you with that. That means today on Monday, we're going to need to do the following things to get that there. And so the schedule this past week for to do our ice cream hangout is had to change dramatically Monday through Thursday to get us to where we wanted to be. So all things can be done with good planning to sort of just, from the production person to me as owners, we all have to know our responsibilities. But if it's focused on the team and making sure that we celebrate and recognize their efforts, then just talk to the team at the beginning. We, you know, these morning huddles that we do, it's, where are you all? What's changing? Or did something come up? Yep, I need this. Or that person didn't show. It's like, well, then here's how we can do that. And especially in these drier seasons, oh, that person didn't show up to work today. It's okay. You know, that would have been something I've been quite stressed over in the spring, but right now it's like, well, we'll pull back this service. We'll prioritize this differently. We're going to make it through just fine. And so the tones that we have as leaders within our organization is 12 months, really important. There's a chance now to really offer a way to relief, but still say, work got to get done. Work's got to be beautiful. Got to be safe. But, you know, hey, everybody, this is the summer. Let's enjoy it. What are you listening to in the truck on the way to the job, kind of thing. So it's hard because we can find ourselves, again, stressed out about many other things, but we have to manage that stress. So that's not what we should be pushing onto production or the person out there, you know, tending that garden or mowing that grass.
I think this section is going to be now named like tips on how to run a business with Brett and Macy.
That's it. You can email us, but we'll give you the wrong answer, right? I mean, because we don't know all the time, but these are our tips, and they seem to work a little. Yeah, that's it. No guarantees that they work. Just apply where you wish them to be applied. And, for me, I've always enjoyed that this podcast, while it may have some like big aha moments, like I'm going to do that and that's going to change my business, it's hopefully for our listeners. And even as I do this, I always very selfishly say, it just changes my mind. So I could get in a busy week, but every week we do this conversation, it just reminds me that I have to think bigger, slow down, refocus. And that could last 20 minutes and that could last a couple of days, but it's just changing the brain. And so it helps us on Thursday. We go into the weekend, you know, this holiday weekend, really exciting too. So I think sometimes I practice what I preach, and many times I share it's like things that I want to do. And that's just always the effort of running a business and organization.
Yeah. You're putting it out there. You're putting it in the universe. You're speaking your truth.
No, everybody's dealing with the same thing about right now, different parts of the country, somewhere, somehow. And they're finding great reward, or you're finding yourself really stressed and wondering if this is right for me to lead this organization or be a part of this organization. So, you know, it's an understandable thought, and no one's alone in that thinking. And just to say, if it's important to you, how do you work through that? If schedules are challenging, how do you fix a schedule? If people are challenging, what do you want to do about making that difference? And so we'll all come out of this, the holiday, and I hope for our listeners too, just excited to get back at it and see what the next 6 months brings. And then know that we got to get to work, because it's not about the next 2 months of really dry or you know, summer days. It's 3 to 6 months for your branches, and it's 3 to 6 months for our operations the same. Oh boy, I'm going to come out of this one and be just thrilled and to celebrate, but I'm going to be like, snow. Oh my gosh, we are moving on snow, but we are not moving fast enough. And as contracts need to be out, people need to be, lock up our selling somewhere before in August. Renewals, figuring those pieces out. It's go.
It's wild to me helping out in the Oklahoma market now. I already have a calendar invite for August to have a final snow plan meeting. I'm like, this is like wild to me. I can't edge here because it's so dry and so hot in Texas. Yeah. So it's crazy. Just 3 hours north, you know, helping out. That's the mindset. It's like, I'm going to be here and sweating and like, oh man, like flowers are dying. We can't, you know, water restrictions and like fully preparing for snow 3 hours north. So
if you have that feeling, then you know you're doing it right. Right. That's what I think is you don't want to wait to see a snowfall, right? That, oh, now we have to think. And it's really impossible to say it's so hot and I got landscape operations. Why am I thinking about snow? But if we're doing that, those that do snow well will say, absolutely. There's just no way to do it without that kind of time frame. And we'll work through it, but it's a 12-month business. And where snow is very real, even in a market that gets 12 to 13 inches, how do you prepare for that? Because you want to service your client, even if it's going to be T&M and you don't know when it's going to show up, you still want to have all the tools in place and prepare for that. And I don't think anybody has found themselves in a situation where they're over prepared and that was a bad thing.
Yeah. So, if you have been, please come on the podcast and share how you were overprepared. Share your knowledge. Yes.
Why, that would be, I don't know how many people would say they've ever done that. I can't say I've ever had that experience well, because even the overprepared cannot prepare for the reaction to things. So yes, that would be a well listened to podcast.
Oh yeah.
We've thrown a lot at them. They've heard us talk for too long, Macy. So let's just kick off the rose and thorn here. What do you got?
Just the probably the thorn, but kind of a rose as well, is being trusted enough to run two businesses right now. It's exciting for me and for my family. I'm helping out in Oklahoma City. That's home. So my family's getting to see me more. Really exciting, especially with some family health issues. It's just one of those things that worked out really well. So very exciting, but it does come with a lot of stress when you don't know the jobs, you don't know the customers, your employees are calling you about an issue and you're like, I don't even know where that's at. I don't, send me an address, send me a PIN. So that's kind of the thorn piece of it, is just being the newbie, and not, the team not really knowing you, but it is definitely a rose. So very, very excited to help out at home.
We're excited to hear about that. And again, this will be the podcast where you shared that rose and thorn about this big change, and 6 months from now we'll hear how it's going in it. And if anything, you've been, recognized that where Landcare thought you're trusted with you with this branch, then that's a good thing. And the feelings you probably had when you came onto this branch, where jobs, who teams, right? So it's part of your playbook. You know where it is, and you'll find a way through it. And the lucky thing is we all get to hear how you're doing through all this. So that's a little fun part of this. your world with this podcast.
A weekly update. How is Macy's mental state?
We'll do that. Instead of Rose and Thorn, it's going to be, how is Macy doing today? We'll just start with that. All right. Good. I'm just fresh off of a peer group meeting the last 3 days. And so lots of ideas, lots of new accountabilities and goal setting with the industry peers. And those are always really refreshing opportunities. And then we go right into celebrating time with family through the holiday. And so I'm really appreciative of that too. And so we made it to a big moment in our company in terms of the time and the schedule of the year. So a lot of roses to celebrate right now, which I like.
That's exciting. That's awesome. And where are you at right now? Where are you spending time with family?
Yeah, I'm with family in Albany, New York. So we got the in-laws, have a big 4th of July party. They got a pool. We're going to have a blast. And we're quick off to Oregon for a family vacation after that. So this, to your point, like summers are short lived, embrace them, and then figure out, you know, in our role, like how the heck am I going to work on the West Coast while they're on the East Coast and play that game? But I'm going to make it work for both family and the company. So we miss our other hosts, and they will be joining us for future podcasts soon enough. Obviously everybody gets really, really busy with time. And so we appreciate those folks too. So.
Yeah, definitely missed and excited to hear them on the, hopefully the next podcast.
Perfect. And then we will sit quietly and just listen to that, right? That'll be how it works. Thank you, Macy. Appreciate the time and have a great holiday. We will, to our listeners, thank you. As always, enjoy the, hope you, well, you listened to this point. I hope you had a wonderful course. Hope you had a safe one. And hope you're ready to live for the next 6 months of this year, ahead of us. And we'll talk to you all soon. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Brett.